Now, more and more, it seems that we see images or videos online that seem real at first, but ultimately turn out to be fake. It's becoming a pretty massive issue, and a whole heap of concerns have been raised about the decreased ability to tell what's true anymore. With us today is Dr. Chris Cheshire, Senior Lecturer in Digital Cultures in the Department of Media and Communications at Sydney University. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good one, Tess. No trouble.
So, it might not, I guess, seem at first to be such an issue, Photoshop and video doctoring, but what are some of the effects that this can have when it's used in a widespread scenario?
Well, I guess the mistrust of images is quite an old thing. Going back even to the early days of photography, where it was possible to manipulate things in the darkroom. And it's sort of notorious in the history of Stalinism that people would disappear from photographs as they were executed or disappearing. So this mistrust of the photographic or the visual image is quite a long one. I suspect that the effect of using deliberately manipulated images and videos tends to be in the context where there is no sort of verification of that image. And there's sort of, I mean, there are quite strong political implications if a video, for example, one of the techniques is to capture a high-resolution image of a celebrity or of a politician, and then to use face-matching technology to get the image to kind of puppet that politician. And that could certainly be used to manipulate sort of public perceptions, probably mainly in the short term, because there are other ways of verifying the veracity of an image. So I think there are some sort of serious concerns about the effects of these sorts of technologies.
And so, with people becoming more and more skilled with Photoshop and digital video doctoring, are there any telltale signs that people can look out for to see if something has been edited?
Yeah, there are things like looking at the shadows in an image, because often if an image has been doctored with, getting the shadow right is important. There are software techniques which are able to spot regions of an image that have been manipulated, and there are sort of software artifacts. Also, you can look in an image for the metadata. If you see an image is stored with information about which camera has been, which camera took that image. Sometimes the GPS location of where it is. And sometimes if an image is manipulated, if the person is careless, they might leave a trace within the metadata. And I guess the other thing is it's just important not to trust any single image as a record of truth, because it is always possible to manipulate that. I guess we're sort of aware of these sorts of issues about the veracity of the record in science fiction. So, for example, in Blade Runner 2049, the very existence of memories themselves is called into question. Or in something like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, the memories can be erased from the characters' brains. And so this sort of indicates a cultural anxiety about the record of the truth. So it's certainly something that that is in circulation in the culture.
And so just before I do let you go, Chris, I suppose what are some of the wider implications of unreliable imagery if people are consuming them every day?
Yeah, I guess it has to do with a cultural literacy in suspecting the image. There should be an awareness of the capacity of images to be manipulated, and so I guess the lesson is that you should not rely upon a single image or a single video as a record of truth. That you should always question an image in the same way that you would question a text and the veracity of things in a text. So don't trust images. The picture is in many ways just as manipulable as a story or as a so-called fact.
Well, Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great, my pleasure.
That was Dr. Chris Schescher. He's a senior lecturer in digital cultures in the Department of Media and Communications at Sydney University. Having a bit of a chat with us this morning about Photoshop and video doctoring. It is absolutely everywhere at the moment. And I guess the saying, Pixar, it didn't happen, is getting a little bit less relevant as time goes on.